Speaking about great stories, this 2025 high school football season, not only locally, but nationally, and somebody who has been on top of it the entire year from start to finish, from the beginning when Matter Day went into the 2025 season as the number one football team in the country. And then by the end of the year, Buford of Georgia wears the crown. We welcome in Zach Poff. Zach, thanks so much for taking the time. A happy new year to you. Great seeing you earlier this year. And what a great season. A great season because it was kind of unexpected at the end. Some of the teams that kind of gravitated towards the top.
Yeah, first of all, happy New Year, Blue. And, you know, I love jumping on and chopping it up with you, man. It's always fun. And, yeah, this last year, I mean, I felt like this was one of the more unpredictable seasons we've seen. A lot of parity this year, which is good. You know, it just shows you that, you know, there are other programs out there that are matching the, you know, Modern Day, St. John Bosco's, Bishop Gorman, St. Thomas Aquinas's, and so on and so on. So it was a fun year. A lot of stuff happening. But, yeah, it was great.
And you take a look at some of the teams, you know, that kind of made their way to the top. I mean, we know Gorman and we know St. Francis Academy, but here's Santa Margarita, which had a tremendous year, played one of the tougher schedules. And we know that you know, not only that, but the Trinity League. And we saw, you know, Orange Lutheran this year and had an opportunity to watch Matter Day. And we know that Bosco is always a really good program. Talk about some of the other teams that kind of were unexpected, you know, towards the end of the season. I know that Buford had a really good team, but did you see at the beginning of the year that they could be the national champions?
No, I think going into this year, I think most people thought Grayson would really be the team to beat in the state of Georgia, especially in the largest classification in 6A. But, you know, obviously with their quarterback, Travis Burgess, going down, that kind of opened the door for other teams in Georgia. You know, you saw Carrollton have a good run. They lost to Buford in the state championship game. And this is actually, you know, the first time in the Max Preps era since 2002 that a team from Georgia finished the year ranked at number one, which is kind of crazy to think of because, you know, Georgia, in my opinion, is right up there with the Californias, Florida, and Texas when it comes to high school football. So, yeah, you know, Buford was on our radar, obviously. But, yeah, I was kind of – I didn't see them finishing the year at number one. They started the year ranked right around the top 10. So, you know, they were right there. And, you know, had a great season, went 15-0, and went in that 6A Georgia bracket. That's as tough as any playoff bracket in high school football. So, you know, well-deserved for Buford. We'll actually be going out there next Friday and honoring them with their Max Preps national championship and doing a nice thing over there. So that'll be a lot of fun. But yeah, you know, Santa Margarita too, great year. Carson Palmer did a tremendous job in his first year as head coach. And, you know, we talk all the time how important it is for teams to schedule hard during non-league, non-conference games, because at the end of the day, when you do that, you learn a lot throughout the season. It helps you when you get to the playoffs, if, you know, as opposed to when you play games that aren't the toughest, you're undefeated, but you haven't really been tested. It usually doesn't bode well for teams in the playoffs. So I'd recommend doing what kind of Carson Palmer is doing at Santa Margarita. Play the toughest teams. It's going to get you battle tested and get you ready for the playoffs. And you saw them win their first state title since 2011 this year.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's kind of like we had Mike Smith from American Heritage on and to begin the show. You know, he's the East coach this week at the Navy All-American game. And, you know, he said the same thing, Zach. You know, when people were talking to him at the end of the game after they beat Orlando Jones for a state title. And, you know, he says, you know, we'll take the 4 or 5 losses as long as we end up having a trophy. And, you know, they played a tough schedule coming 28 down against St. Joe's to beat St. Joe's in the opening game and playing Edna Carr into double overtime, you know, in the Superdome. And, you know, and obviously a lot of these teams playing tougher schedules. And you had the opportunity this year to go out and see these teams every week and, you know, doing your broadcast. Talk about what that was like for you.
Oh, man, what a great experience. Because, you know, there's just something different about high school football. It's still pure, man. It's not like college football now with the NIL, where it's just not as pure as it used to be. High school football is special. And you hear guys in the NFL all the time talk about their favorite times is usually what Friday night high school football was like. And it was great getting to travel to different cities. You know, we went out to South Florida, saw the Chaminade Aquinas game, able to catch up with you. That was a ton of fun. You know, my favorite experience, though, was going out to Chattanooga, Tennessee, and getting to do the Baylor-McCauley game and getting a chance to see David Gabriel George, a five-star running back in the class of 2027 for Baylor. Just a great environment, a huge rivalry. It was just, it's just fun to get to experience all those different games. It was fun. You know, we did it for 12 straight weeks. Every Friday hit up a different city, and you got to broadcast a game every Friday night for, you know, 12 straight weeks. It was a ton of fun. I don't know if my wife was the happiest because we just had a baby right before that. So I was traveling a little more, but it was well worth it, man. It was, it's just a great experience to get to see what different areas of, you know, around the country are like in high school football. It was awesome. You know, and next year we're going to be doing the same thing, and I already can't wait to do it again.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously a lot of the teams that, you know, finish towards the top will be programs that you're going to watch during the spring and see how they progress. Obviously, we know that Bishop Gorman and St. Francis Academy and schools like that are going to be right back at the top. They're always going to have a lot of talent. And obviously, you know, I got a one. I announced that you were going to be on. A couple of people had texted me the two teams, Baylor, which you mentioned, and they said they're going to be loaded again next year. Tell Zach to keep an eye on us, and and also Bixby, Oklahoma, which another one that we got. And they said, hey, listen, we only lost three starters on offense and two on defense. Come back with 17. Said, pretty much, please tell that Zach to keep an eye on us. And I don't have to tell you, you know, St. Thomas Aquinas, they're going to be there again next year. Uh-huh. Roger Harriet. And it was fun seeing you at the Chaminade game this year. I think it was a great atmosphere to be around, and certainly great to have you there. And again, I can't thank you enough for coming on with us the way you do. And it's awesome. And we don't get a chance to talk about the Dodgers too much. you guys keep spending money, and there's nothing we're going to be able to do to keep up with you. And nevertheless, hey, have a great new year. I can't thank you enough for being part of our show this year, and we'll talk soon.
And Blue, I just want to tell you, I don't feel bad at all for taking the Mets closer. It's all good with me. So
thanks. I appreciate that. We have nobody left, you know.
So, yeah, exactly. You're letting everybody walk. No, I appreciate you, Blue. Everything you do for high school football, man. Everybody around the country knows you're the guy in South Florida, man. And you're the best at what you do, man. I appreciate you. And you know, this is the perfect way to start the new year. Jump on Larry Bluestein's show. So,
yep. Back at you, man. I appreciate. We'll talk soon. And good luck with the baby.
All right, Blue. Appreciate you, man.
Good stuff. Zach Poff from the national recruiting writer for Max Preps, does a great job. Listen, he goes places. That's what I try to tell you. You get a lot of these people that sit home and they're computer recruiters, and they don't get an opportunity to really go see these guys. But Zach, we had a chance to finally meet him this year at the St. Thomas Aquinas Chaminade game. A lot of fun there as well.